You might be interested to know, Mr. Chin, that we have the woman, Francine Peters.
What?
Yeah. If your friends will not come for you, perhaps they will come for her, no?
You're wasting your time with me. Katina doesn't even know I'm here.
I think maybe she knows now, Mr. Chin.
Where is Francine? What have you done with her?
She is not with us, Mr. Chin.
What do you expect to gain by all this? What do you want? Money? What?
I do my job, Mr. Chin. Nothing more.
You're working for a loser. You know that, don't you? Veronica's not smart enough to take on the whole company.
We shall see, Mr. Chin. We shall see. Watch the door, TJ.
Got it.
Psst. Shh. Get him in here.
Say, TJ? Huh? Is this gun supposed to be in here?
David.
What are you doing here? This is what they want.
Shh. We're sneaking out the way we came in.
They have Francine.
I know. I know where she is. Come on. Tamby?
We're being watched. Go. I'll follow. Go. I can smell you. Prison has made you weak, kid. You kick like a girl. The only reason you're drawing breath right now is because you're my sister. But I'm warning you. Don't push your luck.
Screw you.
Well, Bambi, you said you could take her.
Shut up.
I believe this phone belongs to you.
Yes, clever, wasn't it? I knew if I left this in the limo, you'd find us.
I don't like your choice of friends, sister.
And I don't like being left to rot. In prison!
I didn't forget you. I wanted you to have time to think. You make too many mistakes. Like this.
What are you doing with Cinderella?
Who is Cinderella?
Let it go, sister.
No! She betrayed us.
No, she didn't. I'm the one who blew the whistle.
What?
I'm the one who told Darcy about Samantha's embezzlement scheme.
Why?
Because it didn't fit in with my plans. It's safe to tell you now. It's over.
We lost millions.
That's the trouble with you, sis. You think small.
Who is this Cinderella?
Ken!
Don't discuss family in front of strangers.
Kat? Katina Chuvansky? Katina Chuvansky and the Baker sisters? Holy mother of... She's the one, isn't she? Yes, of course. I've heard the rumors, but... Nobody's ever known who... Ha! Ha! Katina Chuvansky is the kid your father, Sonny Baker, had with that Chicago prostitute, isn't she? But when he was killed... The hooker and the kid disappeared.
Well, the kid grew up and came looking for us in L.A.
A family reunion, huh? Too bad you girls were split up and working for other families. Together, you might have been able to... Holy... That's what you've been doing! Oh, Bambi! I'm afraid you have been played the fool, my friend!
What are you talking about?
Don't you see? Your sisters are attempting a takeover! While you were doing time, they've been plotting to overthrow the other families! The hitman's children rise to avenge him!
That knowledge isn't going to do you any good in the grave, dead man.
You shut me out?
You make too many mistakes, sister.
This was Cinderella's idea, wasn't it?
No, it was mine.
Stop!
Get up, dead man. You have a date with the coroner.
Tammy, wait. I swear, I won't tell anybody. On my life, I...
That's for talking about my family, you fuck. Now, before we were interrupted... Sis?
Sarah?
Goodbye, Sarah.
You've been listening to episode 8 of Strangers in Paradise, book 9, Child of Rage by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomte. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Additional music by Shane Ivers. David Ellis was David. Tim Price was Lars. Vanessa Von Zer was Cauchu. Sarah Palmero was Tambi. Femi London was Bambi. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus, available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.